Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spoler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Springtime is definitely in the air, Hugh, and I've been rummaging through my cellar looking for some nice springtime wines. Happened upon a bottle of German Riesling the other day, and I thought, oh my goodness, this is living.
It is. I love Riesling, especially German Rieslings.
Yeah.
They are the perfect spring and summer white, especially the later harvest wines where the alcohol is a little bit lower.
Mm-hmm.
Even when the good German Rieslings are sweeter, and I happen to like some of those, they have such a high, wonderful level of acidity that completely balances the sweetness.
Yeah.
And the wines are complex, refreshing, and can make fabulous companions to savory foods.
And no two are identical.
They're awesome. I tried three for this broadcast. All, as it turned out, were from the Mosel River area. The Mosel is known for some of the most picturesque and challenging vineyards in the world, located on incredibly steep slopes.
Mm-hmm.
And the exposure from the slopes helps expose the vines to the sun during the day, and then very cool air at night, which adds to the critical acidity. Anyway, it's located on the western border of Germany, just east of Luxembourg and south of Cologne. And the Mosel is, in my humble opinion, one of the most strikingly beautiful wine regions in the world.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty stunning. So first I tried a wine from producer J.H. Selbach called simply Incline from the 2022 vintage. This is what is called a Qualitätswein, which means the fruit can be sourced from a number of different areas within the Mosel region. At 11.5% ABV, this was the driest wine of the group, displaying classic green apple and pear flavors and aromas with bright, lively acidity. It's a really good example of Mosel Riesling, and it comes in at $16.99 a bottle.
Oh, good deal.
Now, moving into the Prädikats wine level, this is where you have the levels of ripeness are specified.
Mm-hmm.
I tried the 2021 Zeltinger Schlossberg from the winemaker Albert Gessinger. And yes, we will put all these on the website. This was a cabinet level wine, 9% ABV, and showed fabulously. Pale gold, aromas of pear, apricot, with hints of rose and lime. The wine is just off dry, with an almost juicy feel on the palate, which is the tension between the fruity character and the lively acidity. It was striking. And at $15.99, I thought that was a pretty darn good value.
Give me that alcohol again?
9% ABV.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Wow.
Well, that's what happens when you leave a little sugar in. And last up was a simply designated Riesling Spätlese from the 2023 from Dr. Hans von Müller. Spätlese means the wine is late harvest, so the residual sugar level is at a little bit higher and the ABV is a little bit lower at 8%. This was a fruity wine with flavors of peach, pear, apple, decent body, and a typical good acidity for $13.99.
What?
Yeah, pretty nice bottle of wine for that price.
Wow.
These will all do well with a variety of foods, but especially well with Asian foods or spicy foods. And I personally think with the later harvest ones, they're really good with barbecued chicken.
You know, they are. That's so true.
It is true. Anyway, as I said earlier, I'm a big fan of German Riesling, but the real standout for me was the Gessinger Zeltinger Schlossberg. It's a stunner, and at $15.99, it's my wine of the week.
Oh, that sounds tremendous here. We're going to put all these on the website. I'm Al Spoler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR.